Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm with Darren Brown Hall of Buffalo Public Schools, who is going over the upcoming proposed schedule for the next school year. And Darren, first off, what is the big difference between the upcoming school year than in years past?
So the big difference is the calendar that is on the agenda for the board to vote tonight is a 42-week calendar, and that's in line with the BTF, our Teachers Federation. That's in line with their contract. However, the calendar doesn't have a midwinter break that our students and our teachers and families have come to expect and appreciate. Unfortunately, we could not reach an agreement with the Buffalo Teacher Federation for a 44-week calendar, which we propose. Our calendar, everything we do in the district is very student-focused, so it was a very student-focused calendar similar to the surrounding district's calendars.
Darren, what was part of the decision to go differently with regards to this?
Well, the decision was, since we didn't have an agreement from our Teachers Federation, we have to do a calendar that is in line with their contract. And their contract has a maximum of 42 consecutive weeks. So the calendar that is on the board agenda for this evening is in line with their contract. It has a 42 consecutive weeks. The district wanted a calendar which allowed for professional development before the school year starts, 2 days of PD before the school year starts, and the day off prior to the Memorial Day weekend, and the day off prior to Thanksgiving, which is in line with what most of the suburban school districts are doing. And we realize that those 2 days, especially the day before the Memorial Day weekend, the Friday before the Memorial Day weekend, and the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, are days that we see a high teacher absenteeism rate. So we wanted to make sure that we're in line with what the suburban districts are doing, just so that when students are in school, their teacher is there with them.
And with regards to this, how likely do you think that the board will approve this tonight? And if not, what about possible tweaks?
Well, that's the thing. So the board will table this tonight. They won't be voting on this tonight. The board is going to get additional community input, so we will have a survey on our Buffalo Schools website, buffaloschools.org, with calendar A, which is the 44-week calendar the district is proposing, and calendar B, which is the 42-week calendar that is in the board packet this evening, so we can get parent and community feedback on both calendars. So when we table something, that does allow the board members to get additional information, and we are able to tweak if necessary, where necessary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.